is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brother Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another fiery edition of the Fade 5 Podcast here on this Freaky Friday. So let's get a little freaky deaky and hop aboard the Hong Kong Plus Bus. All plus money all the time. That is a requirement. A smorgasbord, a buffet to choose from, Lundy. Maybe it's in the NHL, possibly the NFL, the main slate in week 7, college football in week 8, and even at the MLB postseason. So what do you like at longer odds there, mi amigo?
Well, I'll tell you what, those of you that are watching on YouTube just saw me tearing up a piece of paper. That was actually my notes for my bets from yesterday, because that's kind of how I felt after yesterday. Brad, we nailed the Jonnu Smith tight end. And then the rest of that game took a giant shit for me.
Bananas! Nuts!
That was absolutely insane, the way that game wound up going. So, with all of that in mind, let's go to the junior circuit tonight, shall we? I got a nice, easy three-leg money line pick for you. Give me Miami, the Canes, who currently sit, Brad, is it the 90s all of a sudden? I'm curious. Miami's number... two. Look at the rankings. My head's going to explode. I think we just jumped into the Wayback Machine. So give me Miami taking on Louisville. They are at home. Give me Utah State at home against San Jose State, against those Spartans. And then give me Cal against the fighting Bill Belichick's, maybe? At least for now,
possibly
Belichick's. Give me Cal, give me Utah State, and give me Miami. All three of those are home teams. All three of those are home money line favorites. But if you pack them all together like sardines and shoot them into the moon, you get plus 136 over at DraftKings.
I'm not have to tell you on that, and party like Vinny Testaverde in the late 80s, early 90s. Yeah. That dude I knew threw down back in the day. All right. I'm going to give you my selection here on the Plus Boss. Jonathan Taylor, little baby, said his other juice there at a plus 105. Truth be told, if you follow the always free, transparent, and public spreadsheet at thegamingjuice.com, I grabbed this about 72 hours ago once it first arrived in the all market at BetMGM at plus 115. So the fact you're still even getting this at plus money, I feel, is a gift from the gambling gods. Why Jonathan Taylor is on pace to be your offensive player of the year. He's running roughshod over everybody. The LA Chargers front line, banged up, inefficient overall. They are number 23 enter of the week in rush EPA defense. You're giving up 4.95 yards per carry to running backs and 88.3 rush yards per game. A pair of RBs have hit the century mark against them. JCM, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, also known as Bill, and Devon Achane did it a week ago. And you look at JTT, a guy who's just tearing up the opposition, 83% opportunity share. So the definition of a workhorse, he's averaging 19.2 totes per game. He's averaging over 100 yards a game, at 100.5 to be exact. Three times he's crossed the century mark on the ground, number 10 in yak per attempt, number 3 in total missed tackles, force and hat tip to that awesome Colts offensive line, open up some mammoth holes for the Wisconsin Badger to plow through. So give me Jonathan Taylor, 100 plus rush yards at a plus 105 at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, it's time to get after it with the Friday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
Numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's fade the living daylights out of Isaiah Pacheco. I'm going to live in the land down under on 45.5 rush yards. Normally, I would have slammed the over on this like a year or the year before that. But, man, he's on the struggle bus right now at a minus 120 at BetMGM. Of course, he is taking on the Las Vegas Raiders and the Silver and Black. Their saving grace defensively has been in the trenches. They've been outstanding. A team that is top 6 in the league in rush EPA defense, number 6 to be exact, giving up 4.17 yards per carry and just over 75 rush yards per game in total to the running back position. Only a pair of plowshares have reached the 46-yard mark against them on the ground this year. Pacheco's been under this in 5 of 6. He's only number 34 And Yak per attempt, he's only four is 5 missed tackles on the season, seeing 45.8% of the opportunity share. I know what you're thinking. Oh, man, Kansas City is favored by double figures. They're going to run him a ton after halftime. That may be the case, but the Raiders just plug gaps. I think Patrick Mahomes is probably going to lead this team in rushing yet again. And one other note, you know, Kareem Hunt still lurks, and Bershard Smith, his overall of snap share and opportunity share is increasing, not exponentially, but week by week. So that is another deterrent of why I am fading one, Isaiah Pacheco. So numero cinco on the countdown, Pacheco, the Punisher, under 45 and a half rush yards against Las Vegas at a minus 120 at BetMGM. Good sir. Fade or follow?
I will follow on this one, but I do agree with why everybody would be nervous with that when you've got KC favored the way they are. They're at home, all those kinds of things. But the running game for Kansas City consists of one thing and one thing only, and that is number 15. The rest of their running game sucks, unless they get Xavier Worthy involved on some weird end around or something like that. But other than that, they're not succeeding at all at the running game. So yes, I would fade the living daylights out of Pacheco.
Hey, Punisher, please don't hurt me.
Number four.
All right, numero quattro here, the Friday edition, ahead of NFL Week 7 in the main slate of the podcast. Bah, bah, give me C.D. Lamb. He is not going to be paired not ever so nicely with some green jelly. I think he is going to avoid the plate. What he is going to do is pile up the yards in a game in which could be first to 60 wins. I only say that half kidding, half jokingly. Taking on the rival Washington Commanders. Defense is going to be highly optional. CD has come out and said, hey man, I'm going to be full go, no limitations whatsoever, coming off that ankle injury, which he has missed the last several weeks with. Love this number on that over 73 and a half receiving yards against Washington at a minus 115 there at BetMGM. To give you a little bit more background on this, Commanders middling on number 17 in dropback EPA defense. However, they have allowed the 13th most WR yards of any team in the NFL this season. Only two wideouts, though, have gone above 73 and a half yards in a game. And CeeDee Lamb has seen a mixture of lineup outside, and he's still playing around 30% of his snaps in the slot. So he will get a blend of Amos and Sandra Still in coverage. And Sandra Still is a guy that could really take advantage of, as he has given up the 15th most yards of any defensive back in the National Football League. Lamb, who prior to the injury was seeing 27.9% of the team's target share. He's also number 13 explosive rating as tracked at playerprofiler.com. We know the type of goods that he brings to the table. So dude is about to feast. Sharpen that knife and have a fork in your left hand and dig in, folks. Numero cuatro on the countdown today, CeeDee Lamb over 73 and a half receiving yards against Washington, minus 115 at BetMGM. Good sir, fade or follow?
Feast on the matchup, feast on the team matchup, feast on the over in this game, feast, feast, feast. That's all I have to add. Just belly up to the buffet and get the big old scoop of the mashed potatoes and then pour that gravy across the top and just let it, just let the whole plate soak.
Lundy is a regular Dr. Seuss. Well played, Mimi Go.
Yum.
Number three.
Numero tres here, the Friday edition of the Fade Five. Let's strike it rich with some shiny bouillon and one Matthew Golden. Give me the over, not on receptions, not on receiving yards, not on the anytime touchdown market, but rush yards at 5.5 down there in the Sonoran Desert, taking on the Arizona Cardinals. I've been waiting for this prop to actually drop, and I really appreciate you, BetMGM, for posting it, even at a lighter juice at a minus 110. Arizona's been pretty stiff and stout in the trenches. Number 10 in rush EPAD entering the week. Only one wide receiver has gone over this prop against them. That was Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who had 3 carries for 11 yards in his matchup against AZ a couple of weeks ago. You look at Golden. he's basically taken on the Reed role in this Green Bay offense, being kind of a jack of all trades. He's gone 2 for 15 on the ground, 3 for 7, 1 for 5, and 2 for 6. So he has done this in his last 3 of 4 games, averaging 5.6 yards per carry. So all I got to do is hit your average, bro, and we're cashing in. So whether it's on a jet sweep, a backwards pass, a direct handoff, I think Golden's going to get at least a couple of ground opportunities against AZ, and I think he's going to cash in on that over 5.5 rush yards against the Desert Birds. So Numero Trace on the countdown once again, Matthew Golden over 5.5 rush yards against Arizona, -110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
Well, I had to pick one. I had to pick one. I had to pick one to fade you on, and I chose this one because you have just fallen in love, Brad. You have cuddled up.
You've been good to me, man.
You have been the big spoon to the little spoon of all of these wide receivers, and rushing yard props. And I know you've had some success with it, but Brad, just like my hockey picks, which is part of the reason that I was tearing up my piece of paper and launched it into the garbage can over here last night. It's actually not too bad. We did okay on a couple of the hockey picks, but the one big one that I had, it made me so mad. I missed by just barely. I digress. No one cares about your fantasy team, Lundy. I'm going to fade you on this one, good sir, because I think at some point, one of these rushing yard props on the receivers is going to bite you right in the ball sack.
Oh, ouch. Hopefully that is not going to be the case with Matthew Golden this week. Other snack size pieces of content that may tickle your pickle. We'll have to see. But go to thegamingjuice.com right now, folks. It's my website. It's absolutely free. Lundy's always public transparent spreadsheet. They like to drop the puck and maybe make some bucks, although he's rolling and smoking a lot of tickets right now. You can see all of his action there. At thegamingjuice.com, my spreadsheet also lives on the site. All of my fantasy football rankings, which I'm going to update later today and throughout the weekend ahead of kickoff on the main slate of NFL Week 7 games, are available. Again, I don't charge you a dime. All of my fantasy flames pieces are live at quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end. My top props piece is live. The college football forecast from Matt Fortuna, Ben Winstein, and Nate Jacobson is, you guessed it, live. If you want some action there on the junior circuit, you can also click Ask Brad, fire off a question to me, and I will get to it at my convenience or at my leisure. Get it all at thegamingjuice.com. Again, it's free. Click, converse, and cash. .. Maybe.
Number two.
Numero dos here on the feed of 5 countdown. Rico Areira. Dowdle, not Suave, although he could be a smooth producer. And yet again this week, could be 3 straight weeks. I don't think he's going to eclipse the century mark because it sounds like Chuba Hubbard is going to play, although that is undetermined here at tape time of this Friday episode. But even if Hubbard does suit up, I think the fiery fingers are going to be worked early and often as Dave Canales, I believe, will ride that hot hand and potentially in the ground or until he makes a mistake. So give me Rico Dowdle on the anytime touch now market against the J-E-T-S. Jets. They suck. Again, they're single-engine Cessnas right now, as I like to call them, at +125 in the anytime touchdown market. Bank there at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Rico Dowdle. Again, he's just doing a crazy, batshit crazy things the last couple of weeks. Now, you look over that stretch, he went for 206 yards and 183, packed it up in a revenge game narrative against the Dallas Cowboys. He has scored in a 3 of his last 4 games as well. And on top of that, Lundy, you look at the advanced data. He's RB4 in yards after contact per attempt at 3.90. He's top 15 with 15 total missed tackles forced. And the Jets are number 28 on the season in rush EPA defense. They're giving up all kinds of yards. They're giving up all kinds of touchdowns, specifically in the yardage category, 98.7 rush yards per game. So, yeah, again, you may see a sprinkling here and there, Chuba Hubbard. I'm guessing he's going to get around 10 to 12 touches in this one, but I still feel the lion's share of the work is going to go straight to the belly, and it's chiseled right now, of Rico Dowdle. So Uncle Rico, again, it's like a throw the football over Dendere Mountains. He's got to plow through it and head into the end zone at least one time in East Rutherford. So give me Dowdle anytime touchdown against the Jets on the road, plus 125 at DraftKings. Numero dos on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Lundy, fade or follow?
I will follow, Brad, if you promise to never do the Rico Suave thing ever again.
Rico Herrera Dowdle. I love it.
All right. Well,
then I'm, Gerardo, shout out.
Well, then I'm fading.
Number one.
I think you just don't like men in tight jeans and sand shirts and their tan bodies. I mean, that's a great song, Gerardo. Shout out to you. Damn you, Lundy. All right, numero uno on the Fade 5 Countdown today. Swift kick to the Junkins, I think, is going to be hopefully not applied to him. But on the competition against Miami Dolphins, give me Quinshon Judkins, 100-plus rush yards. Now, we've seen a lot of line movement. Folks, I grabbed this like 24 hours ago at DraftKings at plus one, like 64, I believe it is, if I'm recalling correctly, on the spreadsheet when I posted. It was a plus 130 at BetMGM. That is now sliced all the way down at BetMGM to even money at plus one. Or I might want to shop around. Maybe you got a profit boost you want to apply. I would use it on this one. The weather is going to be an issue in C-Town this weekend. For those of you that follow me on X, at Noisy Huevos, and you may or may not know, I have an advanced degree in geoscience with an emphasis in meteorology from Mississippi State University. So I kind of know what I'm talking about. There's a mid-latitude cyclone, a vigorous one, that's going to march across the Great Lakes over the weekend with a dragging cold front behind it. So you're going to have winds out of the south ahead of that front really going to ramp up. Probably like in the first quarter of the game, you got to have gusts as high as 40, 45 miles an hour. And then after the front passes through, you're going to see that wind shift to the north-northwest, and those winds are still going to be blustery in that 40 to 45 mile an hour range on the gusts. Sustained winds around 25 to 30. So just fantasy advice, don't play any of your kickers. I wouldn't play anything maybe except on the under some of the pass yards props that are out there, but I think it's going to be a heavy dose of Quinshon Judkins, not only because of the weather, but because of the matchup, Lundy. Miami's number 30 in rush EPAD, giving up 5.59 yards per carry, 134.3 rush yards per game. Three running backs have hit the century mark already this season. And Judkins, yeah, he's only gone for 100-plus once. That was in the game against the Vikings across the pond, but he's number five in yak per attempt. He's also top 15 in missed tackles force. I love this guy. It could be, and this is not outlandish or an exaggeration by any stretch, it could be a 30-carry game for Quinshon Judkins. They're just going to run early, often, channel the football playing ghost of Jim Brown, and pulverize, steamroll the flippers. So give me Quinshon Judkins, my number one play of the week. 100-plus rush yards against the Dolphins, plus 100 now at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
I like the idea that you think he might get 30 carries. And again, if the weather's going to shit, then that could very easily happen. I understand that. But 30 carries, dude.
Old school, baby.
3-0 carries. That's a lot. That's a lot. I will play the 100 yards. I'm glad that you were able to get it at a better number. It is still even money, folks, so grab it while you can. You want to, you know, SGP it, things like that, play it at 90, whatever. You can obviously do that, but I think Brad's right. I think this is a century mark game for Judkins, so I would take full advantage of that as you can.
Oh, and if you want to take full advantage of Lundy, I often do. You might want to hang around because we got some bonus time, whether in the NFL in week 7, college football in week 8, action on the diamond in the MLB postseason, or dropping some more pucks and trying to make those bucks that you lost last night. Lundy, all I require are more bets, so give them to me. Give them to me.
I like the fact that you're trying to get me to chase my money, Brad, because you know what? I will.
You're going to do it.
I absolutely will. I will be chasing my money the same way so many of you chase Miss Page here over my shoulder. By the way, Brad is featured in that issue of Mile High Sports Magazine. Anyway,
The spread is amazing.
I digress. Oh yeah, it was handsome. It was
Jim nice. Palmer-esque, for those of you that may recall.
Whoa. All right, settle down there just a little bit. Okay, I think you're getting a little bit ahead of yourself here, sir. You're not quite at that level. I just, you know, don't get crazy with the cheese. Okay. Let me give you a couple as we get rolling here into the weekend. I'll give you some hockey in a second, but let me get back to the NFL opportunities. Brad, I've been trying to actually find the numbers to be able to run the math on this myself, but I am convinced through the first 6 weeks, including last night, by the way, that we are seeing a disproportionate number of touchdowns being scored by the tight end position compared to the last couple of seasons. I really believe that that has been happening over the course of the NFL season. And so it's like I keep looking at, okay, well, if that's going to be the case, and I'm having a hard time maybe nailing down a particular receiver, I just keep leaning into tight end touchdowns, and it keeps happening week after week after week. So I'm going to continue to go back to the well, and the guy that I have on a couple of fantasy teams, so he's been getting me points, but he's also been cashing me some tickets, and that is one Dallas Goedert. Give me Goedert for an anytime touchdown. I can't resist this, and the fact that he's been scoring at the pace that he has so far, that's not a big surprise because, you know, you're like, okay, well, let's get him involved. But Brad, the books are still giving him to us at north of plus 250. He's plus 250 for an anytime touchdown at DraftKings right now, and he's within that mark at just about any of the books. Folks, keep riding the horse until it bucks you. I am convinced that the tight ends are getting a higher percentage of touchdowns this year. I think there have been 80 scored so far at the tight end position or something like that this season. It's nuts the way the tight ends have been getting utilized across the board. And it's, like I said, it's not just like, oh, it's, you know, Travis Kelce with Kansas City. Of course not. It isn't. It's Jake Ferguson. It's Dallas Goedert. It's all these guys crashing pay dirt. And last night, it was Jonnu Smith for us. So continue to ride that. And if you guys were looking for the plays across the board in the NFL this weekend, I would make sure that you are paying attention to the tight ends that are out there. Take full advantage of them as much as you possibly can. More bets will get posted up on the spreadsheet. I told you, by the way, the plus bus that I gave you at the start of the show at plus 136, that has already, in the 22 minutes that Brad and I have been doing this podcast, has already gone down to plus 131. Folks, go grab that before it keeps going down. Again, Cal, Utah State, Miami, three-leg money line. Take advantage of it. Let's go to Saturday on the college football slate. Brad, give me the under on 19.5 team total for South Carolina for the Gamecock home against OU. The reason I really like this, folks, is the over-under is 18.5 at DK at a minus 115. At BetMGM, it's only 5 cents more to bump that up to 19.5. And I think they're going to get capped at 17, to be honest with you, because I think OU is going to keep them from scoring. But for an extra 5 cents at minus 120, I'll take them at minus 19.5. You can snag that one over at BetMGM. I am a big fan of that particular one. Take the over. Where did it go? All right, where is it, Brad? Take the over between USC and Notre Dame this weekend. I told you to do that last week when USC was at home because they have been averaging a total of 70 when they are at home over the course of the previous 8 home games. But this matchup, this quote-unquote rivalry that they try to be able to have between USC and Notre Dame, they have hit the over in 7 out of their last 10 times they have played each other. They have hit it 3 straight years, and here is the total from the last 3 years: 84, 68, and 65. And the over-under right now is sitting at 60.5. Play the over between USC and Notre Dame, and we'll see if they'll be ringing the bell for us and getting us some to be able to make that one happen. And then over in the lovely world of the NHL, there are only 4 games tonight, so there's not a lot of options for me, but I'm actually going to go to the late game in Salt Lake City, the Mammoth, which I'm still getting used to saying, because as Brad knows, there is actually a professional lacrosse team here in Denver called the Mammoth.
Yes, that's right.
get confused when I start talking about the NHL in Utah, but the San Jose will be there, excuse me, to take on the Mammoth in Utah. Dylan Gunther is absolutely en fuego for the Mammoth. He's got 4 points so far this season in four games, but the reason that I'm zeroing in on him is because he actually had 0 points in the last game. I think he's going to flip it around. And so give me Dylan Gunther to have a point. Give me both teams to score. I just need San Jose to find a way to put the biscuit in the back of the basket. I think Utah's going to win this game and win it handily, and that's the third leg, Utah on the money line. Utah money line, Dylan Gunther for a point, and both teams to score. If I build that one over at FanDuel, I can get it at a -103. So it's not overly sexy, but I will take that one. Last one for you real quick for the Broncos and the Giants right here in Denver. It will be an emotional game for the fans. It will be an emotional game for me because if you've paid attention to me, you understand how much Demaryius Thomas meant to me as both a player and a person when he was on the Broncos and before he passed away unexpectedly 4 years ago. They are putting him in the Ring of Fame here in Denver. On Sunday, the Super Bowl 50 team is reuniting. So not only are they honoring the Super Bowl 50 team, but they're all going to be there because they're putting Demaryius into the Ring of Fame on Sunday. So get your Kleenex ready, Broncos fans, because we know it's going to be emotional. But let me go over to Jackson Dart, who I think is not going to be a bullseye this weekend. Give me under on his rushing yards.
Wow.
Truth be told, Brad, I got it at 41.5. That number is now all the way down to 38.5 on his rushing total, and I would still play the under on that one. If you look across the games so far this season, the Broncos are giving up an average of 7.6 yards rushing to the quarterback position. They only allowed 31 to Justin Fields last weekend. And I know Dart likes to call his own number, but I am playing the under. I think the Broncos defense is going to smash them in the pocket this weekend. And I will play the under. Like I said, I took it at 41.5. As it has come down, maybe you decide you want to play the over because you think he's going to break one. But I think this Broncos defense is going to keep him in check, just like they did Justin Fields. So give me the under on that one again. It's at 38.5. I would still play the under, but I got it at 41.5. Playing with fire, playing with fire. go ahead and roll with that one. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, what do? We yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, shout out to DT. I'm glad they're going to have that remembrance and honoring him.
One of the greatest, one of the absolutely greatest people I ever covered as an athlete. That guy had a heart the size of North America. He was one of the nicest human beings I've ever been around.
Tremendous stuff. So again, definitely have the Kleenex ready because the floodgates are certainly going to open. And I disagree on Jackson Dart. I already bet the over on 39.5 rush yards. He's going to get anywhere between 8 to 10 ground attempts. All right. In my Team Wavos parlay play of week 7 of the NFL. We'll go back to Quinshon Judkins. I'm not going to give you the reasons why. This is a really creative way to build it. And honestly, I should have added another leg, and I'll explain here in a second. Give me Quinshon Judkins on the SGP. Anytime touchdown. Give me Cleveland +3.5. If you want to take him straight up, I would fully support him. I think they're going to beat Miami. This could be it for Mike McDaniel. It could be leaving him on the tarmac there in C-Town. And then if you want to add a third leg and jack up the juice even more because of some of that correlation will have the algorithm smoke coming out of its ears, take the total way up and then just bet the under. Again, weather is going to play a factor. It's really going to be hard to move the ball vertically. So you could add that third leg and get it to like +135, maybe even as high as like +150. But the way I have it here built, SGP, Quinshon Judkins, anytime touchdown, Cleveland +3.5 on the alt line, +117 there at ESPN Bet. Elsewhere, bonus time, Lundy. I'm not going to give any reasons. I'm just going to give you the plays in a college football. I'm going to take Ole Miss +7.5 in Athens against UGA. I like them quite a bit this week to keep that within a touchdown. Give me USC +9.5 as well against Notre Dame. I think that's going to be a single score type of game as well. SC just far better pretty much in every statistical category imaginable, especially some of the advanced metrics that are out there. I like Tennessee as well. I like a lot of dogs this week. +8.5 on the road in Tuscaloosa against Alabama. Just too big of a spread. I think Bama wins, but either by 3 or 7 points. And then last one, Mississippi State. I'll take them +8.5 against Florida. So dog, 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 and dog. Roof, roof, roof. Make me some moolah there on the college football gridiron. I'll have more bets posted on my always free and transparent spreadsheet. College football is always done the 11th hour because I frankly just don't have time throughout the entire week. Elsewhere in the NFL, again, rapid fire style. Breece Hall, give me the over on 3.5 receptions at a -125. Somebody's got to catch the ball for the Jets. Period of the story. It's Carolina. Let's see. JCM, Ja'Cory Kroski, Merritt. I'll take the over on 10.5 receiving yards at a -120 grade ESPN bet. Taking on the Cowboys, who are, again, dead last and drop back EP defense. Tyler Higbee. I don't think we've ever mentioned his name on the podcast. Taking the over. Honey likes that as well. And John England at 28.5. A receiving yard taking on the Jaguars. I play at 30+, which is what I grabbed it at. Even money at ESPN bet. Again, no Puka Nacua in the lineup. Lundy, you want to add to that?
Just real quick, folks. I was telling you about my tight end touchdowns. He's one of my sleeper tight end touchdowns for this weekend. +300. 3-1 odds for Higbee to splash 6.
All right, as I march on, Saquon Barkley, 75+ rush yards. I like it because Minnesota can't defend the run. They're number 25 in rush EP80. I got that at +105 in the alt market at BetMGM. George Kittle, under 53.5 receiving yards. He came out and said, I tore my hamstring. You tore it against Seattle. How the hell are you back and playing? Are you Wolverine? Are you Deadpool? Do you just miraculously heal? Doesn't make any sense. And if you look at the ATL, they've given up the fewest yards to the tight end position as well. So love the under on that on the primetime game on Sunday night. And last one, Breshard Smith taking the over on 10.5 receiving yards. He's caught at least 3 balls in 3 straight games. He's gone over that prop in 3 straight games. He's getting a larger chunk of the snap share. And against Vegas, again, you can't run on him. So the extension of the wrong just could be the dump-off game to Smith. He may cash on a single one catch. Could be one catch cash, and you're counting your winnings there in the first half against Viva Las Vegas. I'll have oodles of more bets posted, almost free and transparent spreadsheet at thegamingjuice.com. But we are out of breath, and we are out of time here on this edition of the podcast. Drop us a rating and review, would you kindly, at your convenience. Also, feed or follow us on the X. Lundy, always give it to you there, at Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same, at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com and sign up for a free account. And go to my partners at Betalytics. They got awesome projections. They use them every single day. It's more than just football. If you like the NHL, honestly, Rachel Krychek, that's her model. That is her specialty. She's from Toronto, Canada. She loves dropping the puck and making some bucks. So use that as one of your research tools when you're examining the slate every single day. They do basketball projections. They do it all. College football as well at Betalytics. Use promo code JUICE. That's promo code JUICE for 25% off right stinking now. All right, for the outstanding and lovely Nathaniel Lundy, enjoy the Broncos game. Yes, and make sure you have a whole pile of handkerchiefs ready, my friend. I am going to exit stage left because I feel like I got to crack open a bottle of tequila right now. The weekend's about to get underway. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Don't do me dirty, Quinshon Judkins.